Good morning. It's Monday, May 18th. You're listening to South Carolina Public Radio.org. I'm Linda Nunez with this morning's South Carolina headlines. The South Carolina Department of Health and Environmental Control will resume their free COVID-19 mobile testing clinics this week. Those wishing to participate may register at either KrogerHealth.com/COVID testing or HarrisTeeter.com/COVID testing. Over the weekend, University of South Carolina President Bob Caslin notified students and their families of changes to the fall 2020 academic calendar. In an email, Caslin wrote that two major changes would stand out. First, there will be no fall break, and second, USC will conclude face-to-face instruction at Thanksgiving break. The measures have been put in place in anticipation of possible spikes in coronavirus cases later in the year. The university made the adjustments in conjunction with the Future Planning Group, the Office of the Provost, and the school's public health experts. Authorities say four people were shot at a party in a rental house in South Carolina. Charleston police said all four people were wounded around 3 a.m. Sunday and were taken to the hospital, but all are expected to survive. Authorities say the party, which was in a small house in downtown Charleston, was advertised on social media. Investigators say an argument at the party ended in gunfire. Authorities say three people at the party, ranging in age from 18 to 20, were wounded, along with a woman who was walking her dog nearby. As Tropical Storm Arthur makes a close pass to the North Carolina Outer Banks, forecasters say South Carolina is in line for repeated heavy rain this week from another weather system over the Midwest. Meteorologist Ray Hawthorne is concerned that a slow-moving upper-level low will park itself over the Tennessee Valley for days, putting parts of our state in line for excessive rain.
Copious moisture will be pulled northward around the strong, slow-moving low in the upper atmosphere. The air may be unstable enough today for gusty winds with the thunderstorms, but heavy rainfall over several days may deposit over 5 inches of rain, leading to potential flash flooding over parts of the state.
Hawthorne says the most likely area for flooding is over the upstate, but northern parts of the Midlands and PD may also experience heavy rain that is capable of creating areas of flooding there also. He says rain is likely to continue on occasion through the remainder of this week. City officials at South Carolina's Isle of Palms knew visitors would return when they opened during the coronavirus pandemic. They just didn't think so many would come back at one time. Mayor Jimmy Carroll said Saturday was the busiest day he had ever seen on the island in his more than 60 years living there. Traffic backed up all the way to the mainland. Police wrote 216 parking tickets as cars double and triple parked on many of the island streets. A new statewide project aims to create a record of the African American experience during the coronavirus pandemic. The South Carolina African American Heritage Commission has created a web portal for residents to share how COVID-19 is impacting them. South Carolina Public Radio's Felicia Eady has more.
The project is Black Carolinians Speak, Portraits of a Pandemic, and it will feature submitted stories to create a permanent record of the African-American experience. Over 50% of people who've died from the virus in South Carolina are Black. African-Americans comprise about 27% of the state's population. Ramon Jackson is coordinator. He says the project could serve as a tool for both research and future public policy.
We have to make sure that we collect these stories, preserve them for future generations, and wherever possible, use these stories to influence public policy and push politicians to think more deeply about how these disparities kind of shape our society.
Residents can share their stories online at greenbookofsc.com/speak.
Those are your morning headlines from the Palmetto State. You've been listening to South Carolina Public Radio.org.